With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. As mentioned previously, moisture and humidity create the optimal conditions for plants to be infected by disease. Nowhere in the landscape is this more damaging than with trees. Trees section off wounds in order to prevent decay from spreading inward, but only if the wound is clean. Wounds from mechanical damage like mowers, weed whackers, or wildlife will not kickstart the same healing response that pruning wounds will. These wounds provide the perfect entry point for decay that will slowly eat away at the wood of a tree and create potential hazards in the future. The most common type of mechanical damage to trees occurs at the base, where tree roots and the base of the trunk are exposed to mowers and weed whackers. In many cases, roots will also travel to the surface in search of oxygen due to overly moist soils. Mowers with low cutting heights may cut into roots, which damages not only the roots, but also potentially the mower blades. To avoid damaging potential surface roots, raise the cutting height of your mower deck. Mulch circles around the base of a tree will also reduce the chance of mower or weed whacker injury. However, it is also important to make sure that you do not pile the mulch too high around the base of the tree. This can also starve roots of oxygen, and roots in search of oxygen may wrap around the base of the tree, ultimately strangling it to death. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at the Girard Extension Office at 620-724-8233 or at my email address, jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.